天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。朋友们，你们有没有过这种心情，想传福音，可是心里又觉得害怕，害怕被人嘲笑。记得在大学里上课，当老师说神不存在的时候，我很想反驳他，但是同时脸上又稍稍的，因为害怕被人当众耻笑。如今世道混乱，如果有人说自己反对同性恋，都会被人羞辱，说什么不够开化，太古板。今天我们的话题就是在圣经中神教导我们如何面对当今的时代。那我们把时间交给麦克牧师。
We welcome you to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你。
We are glad you are listening.
我们很高兴你能收听今天的节目。
Last time we talked about don't ever give up.
上次节目里我们谈的题目是永不放弃。
And I want to continue in that same theme.
今天我们继续这个话题。
But I want to begin by asking you a question.
首先让我问你一个问题。
Have you ever said to someone,
你曾经对人这么说过吗？
I am ashamed of you.
我以你为耻。
Have you ever reflected on what this really means?
你有没有想过这话到底是什么意思吗？
Have you ever experienced shame and feeling of being disgraced?
你有过羞耻的经历和丢脸的感觉吗？
Or have you caused someone shame or disgrace?
或者你曾否使别人感到羞愧和丢脸呢？
No doubt most of us have either been at the giving end or the receiving end of shame and embarrassment.
相信大多数人都经历过，要不是让人感到窘迫，就是自己很尴尬。
But few of us ever stop to ask ourselves these questions.
但很少人会扪心自问。
What is it that I am ashamed of?
我究竟以什么为耻呢？
What dark secrets am I hiding?
我有什么不可告人的秘密呢？
What secrets am I afraid of people finding out?
有什么秘密是我害怕被别人揭穿的呢？
Because if they find out, I'm going to be ashamed.
因为一旦被人揭穿了，我就会感到很羞耻。
What causes me the most embarrassment?
有什么使我最难堪的呢？
What is the thing that I want to avoid at any cost?
有什么是我不惜任何代价都要避免的？
There are some who are ashamed of their looks.
有些人以自己的长相为耻。
There are some who are ashamed of their family.
有些人以自己的家庭为耻。
There are some who are ashamed of their lack of education.
有些人因自己缺乏教育为耻。
What makes us ashamed is something that we think about to be ugly.
通常令我们感到羞愧的是那些我们认为丑陋的。
Something that is not acceptable.
难以接受的。
Something that is not approved of by others.
别人不赞同的。
Something that does not measure up to what other people's expectations are.
达不到人们所期望的。
The Bible said,
圣经说，
and the Apostle Paul write to the Corinthians,
在使徒保罗写给哥林多教会的书信里提到，
that there are some shameful things happening in their midst that should not be even verbalized.
教会里发生了一件可耻的事，说都说不出口。
Today, we live in a time where the shameful things are becoming acceptable.
今天我们却活在一个时代，可耻的事成为可接纳的。
And yet the good and wholesome things are made out to be unacceptable.
正直善良的事反而不被接纳。
It is considered to be backward thinking.
被认为是思想落伍的老古板。
There are Christians today who have fallen into the trap of being ashamed of biblical morality.
今天有些基督徒就落在这样的陷阱里，他们以圣经的道德标准为耻。
We must never be ashamed of biblical truth.
我们绝不应该以圣经真理为耻。
No matter what names they may call us.
无论人们怎样讥笑我们。
No matter what category of people they may place us into.
无论将我们如何归类。
No matter how much they try to change the schools or the communities.
无论他们把学校和社会改造成什么样子。
Let me tell you that shame is the child of fear.
让我告诉你，羞耻是恐惧的产物。
Shame is the opposite of confidence.
羞耻与信心适得其反。
Shame is the cousin of timidity.
羞耻与畏缩是表兄弟。
Let us continue in this series entitled Never Give Up.
让我们继续讲永不放弃这系列的信息。
This is the last epistle that the Apostle Paul wrote from the walls of Roman dungeon.
这是使徒保罗从罗马的地牢里写出来的最后一封书信。
Possibly just days before he died.
很可能就在他临死前不久。
His purpose in writing this second letter?
他给提摩太写第二封信的目的。
Is to encourage his friend Timothy.
是要鼓励提摩太这位朋友。
He was writing to tell him to stand up for the truth of the gospel.
他写信鼓励提摩太要为福音真理站立得稳。
To endure to the end.
坚持到底。
And to never be driven by the wind.
不要被世俗之风摇动。
To never go with the current.
不要随波逐流。
No matter how popular it may be.
不论那是多么受人欢迎的潮流。
Let me read to you verse 8 of 2 Timothy chapter 1.
让我为你读出提摩太后书第一章第八节。
Be not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻。
Or of me, his prisoner.
也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。
But you be partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God.
总要按神的能力，以我为福音同受苦难。
Three times Paul tells Timothy not to be ashamed.
保罗三次提醒提摩太不要感到羞耻。
Don't be ashamed of the truth.
不以真理为耻。
Don't be ashamed of me, Paul.
不以保罗为耻。
And don't be ashamed of the testimony of Christ.
不以给基督做见证为耻。
There are some church leaders today.
今天某些教会领袖。
Who are modern day people ashamed of the truth of the gospel.
是以福音真理为耻的现代人。
So they write books to reinterpret the Bible.
所以他们重新解释圣经。
And they throw out all the parts and the passages that are rejected by the secular society.
并删除圣经中不合现代社会潮流的经文。
Can you imagine that kind of foolish arrogance?
你能想象他们那愚蠢的傲慢吗？
In their desire to see that their brand of Christianity be accomplished by the natural mind,
他们照自己的意思把基督教的信仰自然理性化。
They throw out all of the supernatural.
他们抛弃所有超自然的部分。
They deny the virgin birth.
他们否定耶稣是由童贞女所生。
the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们否定耶稣基督从死里复活。
And almost all of the moral demands of the gospel.
几乎福音书里所有的道德要求都被否定了。
It is almost as if they are saying,
他们似乎在说,
We are embarrassed and ashamed of those parts of the gospel that embarrass you.
我们为福音中有令你难堪的部分感到很惭愧。
We are ashamed of these things we don't like about the Bible.
我们很惭愧，圣经里这些部分引起你的不悦。
And here is a brand of Christianity that you might find palatable.
现在我们提出新版本的基督教，迎合你的口味。
Remember,
请记住
，Paul is writing primarily to timid Timothy.
保罗的信本来是写给胆怯的提摩太的。
But the Holy Spirit is speaking to all the Timothys around the globe.
但圣灵借此也对全世界和提摩太同样胆怯的人说话。
And what the Spirit of God is saying, it is this.
神的灵这么说。
Don't sell out like these people.
不要向这些人出卖自我。
Don't dissect the truth of the gospel so that it will be acceptable to the unbeliever.
不要为了迎合非信徒将福音真理分尸解体。
Don't deny the truth just so that you may feel popular.
不要为了收买人心而否定真理。
Don't give up on the truth of the gospel so that you may not be controversial.
不要为了避免争论就放弃福音真道。
The temptation is to water down the truth.
这是个试探，叫我们淡化真理。
Or to twist it to suit our purpose.
或为自己的利益扭曲真理。
This is a treacherous temptation.
这是叫我们成为叛徒的试探。
If Timothy did not feel that particular temptation,
要不是提摩太正面临这叛变的试探。
Paul would not have counseled him in this way.
保罗也不必用心良苦地劝诫他了。
If Paul himself had not felt this temptation,
若不是保罗自己也曾警觉到这样的试探，
he would have not felt necessary to write in Romans 1:16 as follows.
他就不需要在罗马书一章十六节那里说，
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes.
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Jesus knew that being ashamed of him is a temptation that is common to all of us.
耶稣知道以他为耻是很普遍的试探，我们每一个人都会遇到。
And that is why he said in Mark 8:38,
所以他在马可福音第八章三十八节里那里说
For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation
凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代把我和我的道当作可耻的
Of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels
人子在他父的荣耀里从圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Let us face it.
让我们正视这问题啊。
We are all more concerned with public opinions than we would like to admit.
我们都不大愿意承认，其实我们是很在乎别人怎么看我们的。
We find it easier to go with the flow.
随着潮流走，要容易的多了。
We would rather be entertained than read the Word of God.
我们情愿去娱乐，比读神的话有意思多了。
We would rather sleep in than get up and get down on our knees for prayer.
我们情愿睡懒觉，比清早起床跪下祷告要舒服多了。
We find it easier to wink at wrong than deal with it.
我们发觉犯了错不必太认真，日子就好过得多了。
And those of us who are parents,
我们身为父母的,
we tend to let our children get away with things that they should not get away with.
我们常常姑且孩子们做错的事，而不要求他们承担后果。
Why?
为什么呢？
Takes an effort.
太费神了。
We would rather talk about positive affirmation than self-examination.
我们情愿说些正面肯定的话，而不要求自我检讨。
We would rather avoid witnessing for fear of ridicule.
我们避免为神做见证，因为害怕被嘲笑。
Let us face it.
让我们正视问题。
None of us by nature enjoy suffering.
按照我们的天性，没有人喜欢受苦。
Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
即使耶稣基督也是这样。
He prayed in Gethsemane.
他在科西玛尼园里祷告。
That the cup of suffering would be removed from him.
不要叫他喝那苦杯。
If that were the Father's will.
如果这是天父的旨意。
And the Apostle Paul prayed three times that the thorn in the flesh be removed.
使徒保罗曾三次祷告，求神除去他身上的刺。
And Peter stood in fear and embarrassment.
而彼得则感到害怕和羞愧。
Before a harmless servant.
在一个不能伤害他的仆人面前。
And he denied Jesus Christ.
他否认了耶稣。
He said, I never heard of him.
他说，我从没听说过他。
Yet sometimes suffering is part of our faithfulness to God.
但有时要忠于神就得受苦。
And if and when that time comes,
当受苦的时刻来临，
Paul tells us to stand up and be counted.
保罗叫我们要站稳了。
The bottom line Paul is saying is this.
保罗最基本的意思就是
that when we are timid and reluctant, it is because we are afraid.
我们胆怯退缩是因为我们恐惧。
What are you afraid of?
你害怕什么呢？
Our listener friends, what is the thing that makes you afraid the most?
亲爱的朋友，你最怕什么呢？
Loss of jobs?
失业吗？
Loss of prestige?
失去你的声望吗？
Loss of property or money?
财务的损失呢？
Are you afraid of not being popular?
你害怕自己不再受欢迎吗？
Or are you ultimately afraid of the loss of life itself?
甚至最怕的就是失去生命。
That is the fear of dying.
怕死。
Paul was facing death when he was writing this letter.
当保罗写这封书信时，他正面对死亡。
And that is why in verses 9 and 10, Paul said the following.
因此在第九、第十节里，保罗说，
Do not be afraid of death.
不要惧怕死亡。
My friend,
我的朋友啊，
If you are a Christian,
如果你是个基督徒，
Let me remind you,
让我提醒你，
that God saved you,
神拯救了你，
and God called you,
神呼召你，
and God has brought you from death to life,
神救你出死入生，
and God is the one who will give you power not to be afraid,
神将赐你能力使你不再惧怕，
He will give you the power to live.
他会赐给你活下去的力量，
And not just coast in life.
而不是浑浑噩噩地活着。
God is the one. He will give us the power not to live a life that is just coasting in neutral all the time.
神会赐给我们力量，不至于随波逐流，浮沉于人海中。
That kind of life.Would make a mockery of Jesus Christ's sacrificial death upon the cross.
那样的人生是对耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲的讽刺。
He died on the cross so that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
他死在十字架上，为了使你得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I want to talk to you more about fear in the next broadcast.
在下一次的节目里，我还要多谈些有关恐惧这方面的事。
Because I want to tell you about how Jesus Christ has given us power over fear.
因为我要告诉你，耶稣基督如何赐能力给我们，使我们能克服恐惧。
And I want to pray with you now. Until next time, I'll say goodbye.
就让我们在下次的节目里再会。现在让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父啊。
We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ has not given us the spirit of fear.
感谢你，耶稣基督赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
But the spirit of power and love and self-control.
而是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
We thank you that fear does not have to be part of our life.
感谢你在生活里我们不需要惧怕。
But that we have victory in Jesus Christ.
却有在耶稣基督里的胜利。
Teach us that very important lesson.
请教导我们这重要的功课。
For we ask that in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
遵循他的教导，一天比一天更好，回应神的呼召，看见世界的需要，感受耶稣的爱，我勇敢跳起来，我要靠着圣灵翻转地球，背起十字架走入人群中，向黑暗全心宣告 I'm not afraid， 因为耶稣他已经得胜。来到，要见证神的荣耀，同心合意祷告，圣灵的火来焚烧，渴望复兴来到，要见证神的荣耀。我要靠着圣灵翻转地球，背起十字架走入人群中。
非常感谢您的收听。耶稣告诉我们说，不要以福音为耻。如果我们把神的国度的事情引以为耻的话，那么当耶稣再来的时候，他也会在那天把我们当作是可耻的。所以求神给我们信心和勇气，勇敢地踏出去，在世界这个舞台上高举基督锦旗，宣传神愿意与人和好的大消息。那么再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再见。
主，你要往哪里走，我就跟你走，领我走到世界尽头，一生不再回头，让世界听到我们敬拜，我们的祷告，让复兴从我们开始，将主爱带到人群中。我并不完美，也并不特别，而你却是为我舍弃生命的主。我时常软弱，有时会迷惑，但你是道路、真理和生命。
主，你要往哪里走，我就跟你走，
领我走到世界尽头，一生不再回头，
让世界听到我们敬拜，我们的祷告，让复兴从我们开始，将主爱带到人群中。主，你要往哪里走，我就跟你走，领我走到世界尽头，一生不让世界听到我们敬拜，我们的祷告，让复兴从我们开始，将主爱带到人群中。世界尽头，一生不再回头，让世界听到我们敬拜，我们的祷告，让复兴从我们开始，将主爱带到